This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. April Fool's Day.
Hey, it's April Fool's.
There's no fool, and this is going to be a really cool conversation.
This is not a joke. This is a real interview.
It's going to be a fun conversation. Yeah. I don't think we've had this company on the show before.
No, so I met him a couple months ago in IBS, so I connected and decided, hey, come on over.
Got it. So it stays in Vegas.
Comes to Atlanta.
Got it. All right. Well, we're joined this morning by Freddie Pesqueda. He is the Southeast Account Executive with RWC Warranty Company. Freddie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks for making time to join us. Before we get into our conversation around RWC Warranty, take a few quick seconds, Freddie. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Okay. I'm from Georgia. I grew up in Kennesaw. Went to Georgia Southern University. Played a little football up in Canada for the Montreal Alouettes.
Cool.
Came back to Atlanta. Was with State Farm Insurance for about 5 years in the agency intern program. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, RWC came over to me and were basically recruiting me to come over to them. Mm-hmm. And after about 6 months of putting it off, I kind of took it seriously and went with them about 2 years ago. And I live up in Woodstock and I'm the Southeast Account Executive. I travel between Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, seeing builders, homeowners, customers, doing shows, basically anything they need of me.
Got it. Did you play ball at Georgia Southern?
I did.
That's a very solid program.
Very cool.
Yeah. A few months ago was signing day, so I was talking to a bunch of the recruits, the new signees. So they got me on the phone and was congratulating them, welcoming them to Georgia Southern too. So
that's fun.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I will let you know that my team was a top five, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Anyway. All right.
So you took on RWC and never looked back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about RWC.
RWC is a great company. It provides a value to both the builder and a homeowner. Mm-hmm. It's a warranty, a 10-year warranty or an 8-year warranty, just depending on what the state requires of a builder or what a builder wants to provide to a homeowner. But it's a structural warranty coverage packet that basically coincides with what the builder is going to offer already on their part, and we cover for the 10 years and take that liability off of the builder.
Hmm. Okay. So how does that benefit both? I mean, I get it, but normally these kinds of programs benefit one part or the other. It's kind of cool that you serve both.
Right. Right. So when you buy a house, let's say, Brian, for instance, you bought a house.
Okay.
You want to make sure that that home comes with a 10-year structural warranty.
Okay.
10 years is the typical time that a builder provides for a homeowner for structural coverage. So if there's a crack in your foundation, any trusses, any of your concrete walls, anything, any cracks anywhere, anything that's holding your house up or from falling into the ground,
mm-hmm.
that's structural coverage.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that for the 10 years that the builder is required to cover, you know, for that 10 years that you want to have a warranty in place. So what we do is we either take on that responsibility from a builder, they just transfer that risk to us, and that's how we help out the builder. For the homeowner, we provide this coverage for them too. We give them a warranty book and spell out coverage, what they can expect of the builder and of us for the full 10 years. So it's not just saying, wow, I have a 10-year structural warranty. What does that cover? You know, we give them an actual warranty book that spells out year-to-year coverage of what they can expect and things that are covered in the event they happen.
So it sounds like that's what really sets you guys apart from the other people in the industry.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the main things is I get calls from builders all the time that the warranty company they're currently with doesn't give them any services. They just give them this book. And if there's ever an issue, the homeowner and the builder need to work it out.
Oh, man.
And the warranty company is really their last option. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to be involved at all. The thing that we do is we provide the mediation. If there's a problem between the homeowner and the builder, mm-hmm. if there's a dispute, we'll provide the mediation and even provide binding arbitration too. So we get involved day one and we stay involved for the 10 years. Mm-hmm. So that's really what sets us apart is the service.
It's one of those things you probably will never need. But if you didn't have it, boy, then you'd really run in trouble when there's an issue. And so it's very comforting to know that there's a process by which if there is an issue, that it can be dealt with by professionals who know what they're doing.
Right. Without a warranty, really, it's, let's say in year eight, without a warranty from a third-party warranty company, you're going to hope that this builder is still around.
Mm.
You know, that's where homeowners come into problems.
Mm.
It's, they don't know where this builder, and these days, people are coming in business building and then they're gone. Out of state, they can't be found.
Mm.
We've been in business for almost 40 years now. Now, we're located one place with one phone number, and I'm the Southeastern Region account executive, so you can always find me. So we're not going to go anywhere. You know, we haven't gone anywhere. The warranties are insurance backed, so really there's going to be coverage whether you move, the builder moves, the builder doesn't build anymore. They'll always have that coverage.
Mm, that's comforting as well. I'm digging what you're doing here. All right, Freddie, we'll return after this short break. We'll be right back.
American Eagle Mortgage specializes in government and first-time homebuyer loans. We originate more purchase loans than any other company in our home market. Our common vision of dedicated customer service, integrity, and product knowledge has proven to be a winning combination for our customers. We guarantee the rate and terms available, as well as fund the source of your loan. We lend our own money. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA-28758, GRMA-36280.
All right, we're back with Freddie Pesqueda, Southeast Account Executive with RWC Warranty Company. All right, so Freddie, walk me through a scenario here. So if I get a home and we get this 10-year structural warranty, in year eight, I move out, and there's a new homeowner that comes in after that. What happens then?
That's a great question. It's a strong selling point. When you sell your house, you can always market that you still have a 2 years left remaining on your warranty. So it's something that catches a potential home buyer's ear is that it's still under warranty. Just like a car, if you're buying a car, you want to know that it has a warranty. Any warranty is a good warranty with the car. Kind of the same thing with the homeowner. There's better than others with a structural homeowner warranty. So it's good to tell the homeowners, well, you know, my house is this and this and it's great, but it also comes with 2 years on a structural warranty.
So what's the difference between new homeowner's insurance and a warranty?
Homeowner's insurance is, it's what if insurance. Okay. Basically, insurance is basically described as being covered as sudden unexpected damage. Mm-hmm. So homeowners is really what that is.
Okay.
If you have a crack in your foundation, it's really not sudden and unexpected. It's something that's happening over time.
Sure.
So insurance won't cover that. They'll put it back to the homeowner, who will then put it back to the builder.
Yeah. So I guess my follow-up was, do you recommend both? And does RWC offer both?
We do. Well, we offer commercial insurance. So we offer builder's risk policies and commercial insurance. So a homeowner can't call us to get homeowner's insurance with us.
Okay.
We strictly deal with builders only. But I do recommend, absolutely recommend getting homeowner's insurance. And if you have a loan on your home, your loan company will also require you to have homeowner's insurance. Mm. So that's something, if people have the luxury of having a paid off home and they want to self-insure, which means they're going to cover it if they have any claim or anything. Mm. That's one thing. But if you have a loan, then you have to have homeowner's insurance.
I see. But RWC does offer that.
Well, we offer insurance. The builder's insurance. We don't offer homeowner's insurance for the homeowner per se.
Got it. So going back to my scenario of my 10-year-old house, is there an option to say, okay, well, the 10 years from the original warranty that we did when the house was built is now up. Is there a way to extend that coverage somehow?
Right. The homeowner can absolutely extend that coverage, and they can do it by a yearly basis. Mm. So once that provided 10-year warranty they were given is up, they can call us that the day before, day after their 10-year anniversary and say, I want to extend my warranty, and we'll do it on a yearly basis. And that way, we don't lock them into any certain amount of time.
Very cool.
And they can just go on. And it's for a very small fee, like $25 a year to continue it. So,
oh, that's not bad. Okay, well, that's right. Absolutely well worth it. What's the process there? Do you come in and look at the house and make an examination?
That's another great thing about us. We don't do all these crazy inspections. We vet the builder at membership. So when he signs up with us, we'll do some vetting through him at that time. But when it comes time to renew after that 10 years, we're not going to come out and see the house. We're not going to want to take a look at it. We will take in consideration what state it's located in. And based on that state statutes for homeowners and builders, we may have to do some inspections. But Georgia is not one of those states. Hmm. So we can just renew you over the phone.
Very cool.
In a couple minutes.
So any tips that you have for new homeowners?
Main one is make sure you're going to find a reputable builder, I'm sure, but make sure that builder's offering a 10-year structural warranty. Mm. And make sure that company that they're offering it through is not these 1 or 2 year old companies. Make sure they're strong and they're insurance backed. Because in the event the builder and the warranty company goes out of business, the insurance company will still be backing this structural warranty. So they'll always have coverage as long as they own the home in the 10 years.
Mm. Well, what would be some maybe warning signs or some things to look out for in certain companies?
Really, if a builder doesn't know who their warranty company is,
it's a bad sign.
That's a bad sign. Because really, there's a trust between us and our builder members. And sure. We know who they are. They know exactly who we are. They market our products. They have us on their website typically, just a little general information page on their website with a link, you know, coming to our page. They should know exactly who they have as a warranty company.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, it's comforting to hear you refer to your builders as members. Mm-hmm. That kind of, in my view, connotes there's a real family bond here. And that you've mentioned this vetting process. Can you share a little bit how you do that? I mean, that's to me, that's comforting too. This is sounding really good.
Right.
RWC is unique in that we don't accept everybody.
Right.
Some companies will just accept everybody. There's not really any guidelines. As long as you pay the membership fee or you pay the sign-up fee, they'll take you. So what happens in those events is these warranty companies are taking everybody. They have claims left and right, you know, and they're charging their builders an arm and a leg to get in because they're trying to make up for the claims that they have in the back end.
Oh.
So with us is we require that a builder has a minimal amount of equity, which tells us that they're building quality homes. You know, these builders have equity, tells us that they're able to build a home, you know, with sufficient funds, sufficient materials and all that kind of stuff. So we require builder members to have a certain amount of equity, which isn't any great amount. And that's really it. And then we'll review them after a year. It's a yearly membership. And a year, we'll ask them, you know, has anything changed? We'll look at their claim history. If there's a large amount of claims, and it'll be kind of a red flag. We need to keep an eye on this builder.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's, you know, things are going to happen.
Sure.
You know, claims will pop up. Mm-hmm. So,
well, does that exclude, now when you say a certain amount of equity, I think of major, large spec home builders and large builders in general, but do you guys cater to some custom home building companies?
Yeah. We cater to all of them. And then with the equity, we take into consideration equipment, land, anything of inventory. So it's not cash in the bank that we're looking at. It's just a total of equity all around. And there's many ways they can get to this equity point. So it's not a huge number. We just want to know that the builder has the availability to build quality homes.
Sure. Yeah.
Got it. Well, thank you for sharing that. Freddie, we're running low on time. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about RWC Warranty Company?
Right. You can go to our website. It's rwcwarranty.com, and you can reach me on my cell phone, 678-276-6013. My information will be on the webpage too, so you can find my email and everything there as well. So,
all right. Freddie Pesqueda, Southeast Account Executive with RWC Warranty Company. Freddie, real pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Freddie Pesqueda, my co-host, Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
American Eagle Mortgage is a mortgage banker, not a broker. Our in-house underwriting team makes decisions quickly and communicates directly with you on the status of your loan. We process our loans in-house. This means we get to know you as a person with a name and a personality. You are not just another number. We guarantee the rate and terms available, and we lend our money, so we are funding your loan. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA 28758, GRMA 36280.